Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Roy?
Who?
Roy?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Rick. I'm calling you from National Opinion Service. I'm calling you because I'm conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
You said no?
Yes, I said no.
Oh, thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say that you will definitely vote? You will probably vote?
Definitely.
Definitely vote. Thank you. May I ask you your age, or you prefer not to say?
I'm old enough to vote three times over.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask you your race?
No, that's not, no.
Oh, you prefer not to say?
No.
Okay, you prefer not to say, okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you dissatisfied? Or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed to?
Dissatisfied.
Would you say dissatisfied, or would you say very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied. Thank you. Now I like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 again, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, or if you have never heard a person or organization, please let me know. I have an option for that, okay? Have you heard about the U.S. Department of Education?
What? Department of what?
Have you heard about the U.S. Department of Education?
Yes.
And from 0 to 100, how do you feel towards it?
About 50.
50. Thank you. How do you feel towards the public schools in general from 0 to 100?
Again, about 50.
52. Okay. How do you feel about the charter schools?
I have no lot of information, so I would say about 50.
50. Thank you. Have you heard about the woke culture or wokeism?
No.
No, you haven't heard about it? Okay. Have you heard about the National Education Association or NEA?
No.
No? Okay. How do you feel towards the... Oh, just a second. How do you feel towards the public school teachers?
75.
Thank you. Have you heard about the group Moms for Liberty?
Yeah.
And how do you feel towards them?
25.
I'm sorry?
About 25.
25. Thank you. I'm so sorry, but the line is breaking up. That's why I asked you again. The other two are political figures. Okay. The first one is Joe Biden from 0 to 100. How do you feel towards him?
About 40.
40. Thank you. The next one is Donald Trump from 0 to 100. How do you feel about him?
Zero.
Zero. Thank you.
I wouldn't vote for him to suck your penis.
I'm sorry?
I wouldn't vote for him to never mind. Be a dog catcher if he ran out of post.
I'm so sorry, Roy. I can hear you when you I can barely hear you when you tell me long sentences. I just can hear you when you give some short. The first word is what I can barely hear. I don't know why. I think there's some aesthetic. The next question says, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you say it's excellent? Would you say it's good? Would you say it's just fair? Or would you say it's poor?
Fair.
Just fair. Okay. Would you say that public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, are staying the same, or are growing worse?
Same.
Thank you. Okay. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it's somewhat important, and 0 means that it's not important at all to public schools to prepare students regarding the following topics, okay? You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first topic says, be ready for higher education like college. From 0 to 10, how well do you think they are prepared for it?
5.
5. Thank you. The next topic says, develop critical thinking skills. How well do you think they are prepared for that from 0 to 10?
5.
5. Thank you. The next topic says, develop social skills. From 0 to 10, how prepared do you think they are for it?
Again, about 5.
A 5, thank you. The next one says, grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math. How prepared do you think they are for that from 0 to 10?
2.
2. The next topic says, understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. From 0 to 10, how prepared do you think they are for that?
5.
Thank you. The next topic says, compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market. From 0 to 10, how well do you think they are prepared for that?
5.
5. Thank you. The next part says, would you say that your state spends not enough, spends too much, or spent just about the right amount on public school education?
Not enough,
okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No,
thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? Would you say a lot, would you say a little, or would you say nothing at all?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me reread it for you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? Would you say a lot? Would you say a little? Or would you say nothing at all?
I don't know what you're talking about, so that'd be none.
Nothing at all. Okay. Critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public school, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I don't know what CRT is.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools?
I've heard, yes, some things about it.
The options that we have are a lot, the other one is a little, and the other one says nothing at all. So which one do you think you feel more comfortable with?
I would say a little.
A little, thank you. please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following three statements, okay? The first statement says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with this?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Actually, strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. The second statement says, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with this?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Agree. Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it may make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with this?
Disagree.
Do you somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each idea, please tell me whether you agree, whether you support or oppose it, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, the first idea says, adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Do you support or oppose the idea?
Yeah, you're making me think real hard here. It's a lot of liberties and, yes.
Do you support it?
Yes.
Okay. So would you say you support it strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. The next idea says increasing teacher pay. Do you support or oppose that?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next idea says, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next idea says, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you support or oppose that?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The next idea says, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Oh, let me repeat it for you. The next idea says, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you support or oppose that?
I oppose it.
You oppose somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
No.
Hello?
Yeah.
Could you hear what I said?
Yeah, I don't really know.
I'm sorry, I didn't get what you said. Can you repeat it, please?
No.
Oh, you didn't hear me. Okay. Sure. Let me read it again for you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decisions to add a Black Studies into the K-12 public school curriculum?
No.
Okay, so would you say you support it or oppose it?
Oppose it.
Oppose it. Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read you three arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing. You can use any number from 0 to 10, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. The first argument says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you think is this argument?
5.
5. Thank you. The next argument says, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations and learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? A school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you think is this argument?
I think you're preaching a whole lot of Black history here, and 5.
5. Thank you. Okay.
Don't push the envelope here, or I will hang up on you.
Oh, but actually this part, it talks about race, but it's just a little bit more. The next part is from your opinion from something else. I mean, it's
right.
Yeah, I mean, it's your opinion from this matter in particular. But we're going to move on in just two more questions. For example, the next...
Please argument, hurry, I'm barbecuing.
Oh, we are about to finish, actually. We're almost done. The last argument says, last year, the American Library Association reported the attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing do you think is this argument from 0 to 10?
0.
0. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of the survey, this is the last question of the survey about this topic, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one says, there are just two, actually. The first one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with us?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. The next statement says, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge the students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with us?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Okay, the next questions are just for the statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you completed or studied? Stop me when you hear your category, okay? 11th to 11th grade, from 1st to 11th grade. High school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, or a post-grade master, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
Some college.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed? Are you retired? Are you disabled? Are you unemployed?
Retired.
Thank you. Are you married? Are you unmarried, living with a partner?
Yes.
Are you married? Is what you said?
Married.
Okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And also, you don't have a children under age of 18 living in your household. Do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever. Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household, okay? Be born in an evangelical or a fundamentalist Christian?
No.
Are you or someone in your household an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
No. Thank you. How would you describe your area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Yeah. I live on the edge of rural or urban.
Urban, okay. And was it? Just hold me 1 second. Okay, well, actually, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, time, and patience. We really appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
I'm sorry?
Okay, bye.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much again. Have a nice night. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.